Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to continue our discussion on global warming. We've got 35 easy ways to stop global warming. Now, while the movie Interstellar doesn't exactly state the world is ruined by global warming, it's eye-opening to see that the planet and atmosphere we call home could one day turn against us. Global warming has increased in vast increments in the last decade. In fact, in the last 50 years, the Earth's global temperature has increased by 3%. Pollution caused by the release of carbon dioxide into the air creates a blanket over the atmosphere. Global warming can cause a whole chain of events to rupture ecosystems, weather patterns, and a variety of other factors. We all play a part in our future. Here are 35 common sense yet practical and easy ways to stop or prevent global warming and not have to seek colonization on another planet. First of all, replace regular incandescent light bulbs with compact fluorescent lights or CFL bulbs. They consume 70% less energy than ordinary bulbs and they have a longer lifetime. Drive less or carpool. By driving less, you're not only saving fuel, but also helping in the reducing of global warming. Also, look out for other possibilities for carpooling. If you have colleagues who live in the same area, then you can combine trips. Now, if you need to go to a local market, then either walk or go by cycle. Both of them are great forms of exercise. The biggest pollution-emitting fumes are caused by oil and gasoline. Now, cutting down on consumption, it's a huge step to reducing energy waste. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce your need to buy new products or use less, resulting in a smaller amount of waste. Now, even if you need to buy, consider buying eco-friendly products. It's the most effective of the three R's. It simply says, cut back from where you are now. Reuse bottles, plastic containers, and other items bought at the grocery store. Reusing water bottles, yogurt cups, bread ties, and other items is being conscious about what is already out there. It will lessen having to purchase other items that would fulfill the same function. Try to use disposable products in some other form. Just don't throw them away. Recycling unwanted paper bottles is a great earth-saving tip. If possible, upcycle tables, furniture, and other outdated items to keep landfills clean. You can recycle almost anything, paper, aluminum foil, cans, newspaper. By recycling, you can help in reducing landfills. Go solar. Many people have caught the energy-efficient bandwagon of solar energy. Having solar panels installed is something readily possible and available. Incentives and discounts given by government agencies and energy companies make solar energy something to look into. Buy energy-efficient appliances. Always buy products that are energy-efficient as they can help you save a good amount of money on your energy bill. Energy-efficient products can help you save energy, save money, and reduce your carbon footprint. Reduce waste. Landfills are the major contributor of methane and other greenhouse gases. When the waste is burnt, it releases toxic gases into the atmosphere, which can result in global warming. Reusing and recycling old items can significantly reduce your carbon footprint, as it takes far less energy to recycle old items than to produce items from scratch. Use less hot water. Buy energy-saving geysers and dishwasher for your home. Avoid washing clothes in hot water. Just wash them in cold or warm water. Avoid taking frequent showers and use less hot water. It'll help in saving energy required to produce that energy. Avoid products with a lot of packaging. Just don't buy products with a lot of packaging. When you buy such products, you're going to end up throwing the waste material into garbage, which will then help fill landfill sites and pollute the environment. Also, discourage others from buying such products. Install a programmable thermostat. A programmable thermostat doesn't cost much, and its cost can be recovered from the amount that you save by reducing energy. The easiest and most cost-effective advice is simply adjusting your thermostat 1 degree down in the winter and up by 1 degree in the summer. Instead of making your home a burning furnace, try putting on extra layers. Turn off the lights. If you're not in a room, there's no need for the light to be on. Turn off electronic devices. When you are moving out for a couple of days or more, unnecessary usage of electronic appliances will not only save fuel or coal by which we get electricity, but also increase the lifetime of your gadgets. Plant a tree. It can help much in reducing global warming than any other method. They not only give oxygen, but take in carbon dioxide during the process of photosynthesis, which is the main source of global warming. Use clean fuel, such as electric, smart cars, cars run on vegetable oil, great examples for using renewable energy. Supporting companies that provide these products will help the rest of the mainstream manufacturing companies convert over. Look for renewable fuel options. If you can't afford an electric car, buy the cleanest gasoline as possible. When car shopping, look at the benefits of options that provide renewable fuel. Although it may be a pretty penny now, you're on the ground level of forward thinking. Save energy. When you consume less, the less carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere. Setting your thermostat using your smartphone or changing the type of light bulb you use is a great start. Replace filters on air conditioners and furnaces. If you haven't, not only are you wasting energy, but breathing in dirty air. Cleaning a dirty air filter can save several pounds of carbon dioxide a year. Go green. Using Energy Star appliances will not only help save money, but also the amount of energy wasted in your home. If you're interested, you can take a look online at various ways to go green. Tune your car regularly. Regular maintenance will help your car function properly and emit less carbon dioxide. Download earth-saving apps like Kill Your Watts or Wiser EMS not only help calculate your energy costs, but provide tools and ways to save energy and money. Conserve water. It's a tired tip, but ever so important. If we added up the water wasted by the millions of Americans brushing their teeth, we could provide water to more than 23 nations with unclean drinking water. Remember, it takes energy to draw and filter water from underground. Taking a quick 5-minute shower will greatly conserve energy. The type of shower head used will also aid in combating global warming. Take showers instead of baths. Showers use less water than baths by 25%, and over the course of a year, that's hundreds of gallons saved. Stop idling your car. It might be freezing outside, but unless your car is buried in the snow, start your car as usual. It may take longer to warm up, but the world isn't just about you. Eat less hamburger. Besides carbon dioxide, methane introduced into the air contributes to global warming. With meat consumed by the seconds, the amount of cows breathing out methane is a huge contributor thanks to our carnivorous diet and the billion-dollar meat industry. Use clotheslines to dry your clothes. Think of your grandma when you do this. Most clothes shouldn't be put in the dryer anyway. Eat naturally. Not only do health benefits speak wonders for those who eat naturally, but it cuts down on energy costs used by factories who produce processed food. Ride your bike. Not only is bike riding healthy, it reduces the amount of CO2 released into the air. Walking is another easy way to reduce global warming. Use a kitchen cloth instead of paper towels. Paper towels produce nothing but wasted energy. Think of the factory pollution as well as the tree consumption. Reuse towels and hang them to dry instead of popping them back in the wash after a few uses. Check your tires. When you drive, make sure your tires are inflated properly. If not, then your vehicle might consume more fuel, which in turn releases more CO2 into the air. Keep your engine properly tuned and drive less aggressively. Aggressive driving and frequent applying of the brakes hampers the engine, can even lower the mileage of your car. Take lunch in a Tupperware. Each time you throw away a brown paper sack, more brown paper sacks are being produced in a factory as we speak. Wrap your water heater in insulation. By keeping the energy in the water heater condensed, less energy is emitted into the air. It not only helps the earth, but helps your pocketbook too. Get a home energy audit done. Call a home energy audit company. Get an audit done for your home that'll help you identify areas that consume a lot of energy and are not energy efficient at all. Become a part of the global warming community. Connecting with others will help you become more conscious of the impact we all have. The Climate Change National Forum and Global Humanitarian Forum are great avenues to know the latest facts, statistics, and efforts in making a difference. Actually, celebrate Arbor Day and Earth Day. Although most of us hear about these days in passing, see what the buzz is all about. Plant a tree, pick up some trash, or join a forum. Become aware of your contribution. Now, with technology within your fingertips, finding important information about protecting the environment is everywhere. To help emit less CO2, the first step is being aware of how much you contribute. And finally, spread awareness. Always try your best to educate people about global warming and its causes and after effects. Tell them how they can contribute their part by saving energy that'll be good for the environment. Gather opportunities and establish programs that'll help you share information with friends, relatives, and neighbors. And by being just a little more mindful, we can all play our part in combating global warming. These easy tips will help preserve the planet for future generations, and scientists won't have to defy the space-time continuum to keep life on planet Earth from continuing. To learn more about this, conserve-energy-future.com. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning these issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at environmental issues impacting our planet each and every week, right here on The Eagle.